This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
Breaking news right now at 4:30. A driver is on the run right now in Five Points after a crash brought down two poles. WRAL's Michelle McConaughey is live at that scene right now.
Just trying to make sure if it's the vaccine or the people who are getting the vaccine or a combination of both.
Vaccinations on pause. The CDC says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is still good to use, but we'll tell you why some local clinics are taking some time after negative reactions before administering the shots again.
Take a look at our level one risk for severe storms today. I'll show you the timeline and who has the greatest risk coming up.
It is 4:30. We are glad you're with us on this Friday. A lot to tell you, so let's get started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here as we wrap up the week. We do have plenty headed towards the weekend. Weather-wise, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with exactly what we're facing.
Exactly. So we've started up our unsettled weather pattern that'll last really all through the weekend. We do have a level one risk for today, mainly from the Triangle area northward. It does include sort of the northern edge of some of our southern counties. We'll see rain and thunderstorms, lightning, of course. Damaging winds would be our biggest severe weather threat, with winds up to, say, 60 miles per hour or so. There have been a few light patchy showers overnight, a little bit of that lifting up toward Halifax County right now, and another round that's back over towards Charlotte with a little bit of thunder and lightning there. So we'll watch that edge toward us. Could be an isolated shower this morning, but we'll see a much better chance of it this afternoon. As a matter of fact, Futurecast not picking up on much rain out there for us this morning, but a lot more cloud cover. There's lunchtime looking completely cloudy. The cloud cover will help to keep our potential for thunderstorms down a little bit, but if you happen to see some clouds breaking up over your area, it may be a little more stormy. There's 4 o'clock, some scattered thunderstorms down in our southern counties at that point. At 6 o'clock, again, most of that down to the south. But really, storms could pop up anywhere, but they're not likely to be very widespread. It'll be isolated coverage for us for the afternoon. It's nice and mild this morning. Temperatures are in the upper 50s and low 60s, so it feels very pleasant. Lunchtime temperatures in the mid-70s. We still climb into the low 80s for this afternoon. After today, we still have the threat for some storms for Saturday and Sunday. I'll show you the timeline for that coming up.
We are following breaking news this morning. One person is on the run right now in Raleigh after a crash brought down two poles in the Five Points area. We want to get right to WRAL's Michelle McConaughey, who is on the scene near White Oak Road on Glenwood Avenue. Michelle.
Yeah, we got here about 30 minutes ago. I'm going to step out of the way to show you the scene right now. One lane of Glenwood northbound is shut down. You can see that police cruiser there. Police tape is up. There are the orange cones along that stretch of road there. That is exactly where that car crashed. Police say the person jumped out of the car and took off. They do have canines that are searching the area. This scene has cleared up in the past 20 minutes, though. I mean, there were a lot more police cruisers on scene. Right now, there is just one. But let me show you the scene from earlier. You can see the car, the white car that police are looking into. There is some pretty extensive damage to the passenger side of that car. It was towed away. This was about 15 minutes ago. But again, one lane of Glenwood northbound will remain closed. Two poles are down. They're AT&T poles. We're told that those are phone lines. But we are going to stay on scene here. We're going to gather as much information as we can for you. And of course, we'll bring you any updates. We're live in Raleigh. Michelle McConaughey, WRAL News.
The CDC says Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is safe, and the agency recommends that Wake County continue using the single-dose shot. But the guidance comes after a handful of people reported reactions during the clinic at PNC Arena yesterday. WRAL's Nia Harden is live this morning at PNC. And Nia, J&J vaccines were planned for today, but the county health department decided to make a switch.
That's right. Wake County is playing it safe today. For some people, they were probably hoping for that one and done shot. But for all the scheduled appointments for today here at PNC Clinic, they will be receiving Pfizer. Now, if they do want to receive the Johnson & Johnson shot, they can call to reschedule. But this all comes after 2,300 people got the J&J shot yesterday. Out of those people, 18 patients had some type of reaction, symptoms ranging from nausea to fainting. One reported an allergic reaction and stayed overnight at the hospital. They're all expected to be okay. Wake County health leaders told WRAL why they decided to hold off on J&J for today's clinic.
We just want to continue our own internal processes to make sure that we can understand lessons learned and how we can ensure that vaccine is delivered in a safe and effective way.
UNC Health is also pausing the use of the J&J vaccine. That comes after a few of their patients had noticed some type of fainting as well yesterday. And in our next half hour, we're going to hear from UNC to also talk to them about what they plan to do to move forward. Nia Harden, WRL News, Raleigh.
We reached out to other health systems. Duke Health and Cape Fear Valley Health both plan to continue using the J&J vaccines.
Micaiah Thurman here in the WREL Live Center. We are following breaking news after an assault off campus at ECU. Just within the last 5 minutes or so, the WREL team got off the phone with campus police. Here's what we know. That assault happened right here on East 5th Street and Summit Street. I've marked it there with a yellow dot because it is hard to see this map. But I want to tell you, that's the Chancellor's residence. It's right across the street from residence halls, which are all here, the Fine Arts Center. So we're talking about very close to campus. We know that the person that was assaulted, it was assaulted by three separate men. They are still looking for those men. That victim, though, was hurt, taken to the hospital, being treated, expected to be okay. At this point, they say there's no ongoing threat, but certainly a very scary situation that happened around 2 a.m. this morning. Back to you.
New this morning, smoking material not thrown away properly is to blame for a fire that left two people without a home. These images sent to WREL by a neighbor shows flames shooting out of the townhome on Three Oaks Drive in Raleigh. This was around 9 last night. No one was hurt. Investigators believe the fire started outside from the smoking material.
There are some folks who are using their COVID-19 stimulus money on home renovations. And today you can check out some of the best local companies to help with your upgrades. Southern Ideal Home Show kicks off 10 o'clock this morning at NC State Fairgrounds, and it runs through Sunday. Masks and social distancing will be required at this year's event. Hand washing and sanitizing stations will be set up around the venue. The organizers say if a couple puts their stimulus money together, they could pay for an entire room of flooring, patio furniture, maybe even a playhouse.
New this morning, most student athletes and coaches will no longer be screened for COVID-19 in our state's largest school district. Wake County Schools notified parents last night that they are expanding its no screening policy beyond just students and teachers. The move is in line with state guidance released in the past. However, wrestlers and wrestling coaches will still be checked as part of state guidance. It is 4:37. Coming up, if you just got your vaccine and you're not feeling well, the CDC has a tool for tracking symptoms. Ahead, a look at how it works.
Plus, an accident that happened yesterday morning could still have an effect on your commute this morning. Ware Country Club Drive in Fayetteville is still closed.
The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WREL Weather.
It is 4:40. A couple little isolated showers along the I-95 corridor, moving on up towards Halifax County right now, and another thunderstorm that's popped up over Charlotte. So we could see an isolated shower or two. What we see this morning should be fairly minimal. And then later this afternoon, around 3 or 4 o'clock, we'll have another round of thunderstorms that pops up. And at that point, we're looking at the potential for maybe a few of those to produce a little wind damage. So wind damage should be our greatest threat for any of these storms developing this afternoon. New this morning, we do have that level one risk for severe weather. Just posted that an hour or two ago. 63 in Fayetteville, 64 Wilson, 64 in Rocky Mount. So it's a nice mild start this morning. As the kids are heading off to school, things should be fine. But coming home, they may run into a few storms.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Look for more home construction in Sanford. Leaders there cleared the way for two new residential projects. They approved two rezoning requests, one for 134 acres and one for about 5 acres. In both cases, the changes will allow the developments to include higher density housing. And that means apartments, townhomes, duplexes, in addition to single family homes.
This afternoon, we will learn who will be North Carolina's Teacher of the Year. The Borough's Welcome Fund will announce the winner around 1:15 at an event in Cary. Two of the nominees from our area, Eugenia Floyd with Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools and Nicole Rivers with Cumberland County Schools. So we want to wish good luck to both of them.
State school leaders have new recommendations for high school prom and graduation. How could change plans already made by some school systems?
Plus, a police chase in Garner zips through a neighborhood. What we know about the pursuit right now. Talk about a mess. Two lanes of Country Club Drive in Fayetteville are still closed this morning because of this gasoline tanker crash. It spilled gasoline into the roadway and into a nearby creek as well. Brett Neese was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker all morning yesterday. The crash happened on Country Club Drive between Rosehill and Murchison Roads. We're told a gray Jeep coming off Lake Crest Drive cut in front of that oncoming 18-wheeler. Investigators say the driver swerved to try to avoid that vehicle and flipped on its side.
State school leaders are giving the power over prom and graduation to individual school systems. This is what a normal prom would look like for high school students. New guidance from the state school board says a traditional prom is still not recommended, but events held outside and with masks could be an alternative. Same goes for graduation. For safety, there should be hand sanitizer stations, increased ventilation, and no buffet-style eating. In Wake County, proms are canceled, but graduations will be held in modified formats, in stadiums with 30% capacity. And in Johnson County, proms will be seniors only. Graduations will be traditional or split into multiple ceremonies.
New this morning, Fayetteville State University's commencement ceremonies will not happen at Crown Coliseum. Instead, there will be two outdoor ceremonies at the Luther McGerald Stadium on campus. A limited number of tickets will be available to each of the school's more than 1,200 graduates. Meantime, Duke University is making some changes to its commencement ceremonies as well. The school is now allowing each graduate to bring two guests to graduation, which is happening at Wallace Wade Stadium. At first, Duke was not going to allow any guests at the ceremony, but the students called for a change. And WRL's Sarah Kruger spoke with one student who wrote about the commencement limitations in the Chronicle. You can find that story on WRL.com.
This morning, you can get your first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in Oxford. The Granville Health System is giving out 1,700 doses of the Pfizer vaccine starting at 7 a.m. The clinic will take place in the parking lot of Granville Primary Care. You will need an appointment, a copy of your insurance card, and an ID. You can register and find more information on WRL.com. That is just one of the vaccination clinics happening today. Every day, WRL is checking the availability of vaccines in our area. You can find that information on WRL.com and the WRL News app. Look for the Find a Vaccine banner right on our homepage. We also send notifications right to your phone when doses are available for walk-ins in your area. You can help the CDC track vaccine symptoms by letting them know how you're feeling after getting your shot. It's called V-Safe. This is a video from the CDC showing how it works. You can take a survey online about any symptoms you're having after getting your vaccine. That information goes right to the CDC. And depending on your answers, someone from the agency may call you to follow up.
Today, the woman killed in a road rage shooting in Robeson County is being remembered in a celebration of life. Julie Eberle was in the car with her husband when a driver fired into that car, killing her. The ceremony celebrating her is open to the public. Dejuan Floyd was arrested in connection with that shooting earlier this month after days of searching. WRL is still working to learn more about the chase. Here you see it captured on a neighborhood security camera in Garner. Wake County deputies were pursuing a suspect through the McCullers Walk neighborhood just before noon yesterday. So just off 401 and 1010, no one was hurt.
If you're getting ready for college this weekend, you can get free one-on-one of help to apply for financial aid. Several organizations are teaming up to offer a drive-in FAFSA assistance event tomorrow. Experts will be on hand at Fayetteville Technical Community College and Barton College in Wilson from 10 until 2. Bring a laptop so you can get help filling out the form.
Also this weekend, Dine Out Downtown is taking over Glenwood South. Outdoor dining will be available from 5 to 9. Dine Out Downtown happens every Saturday through June. And next weekend, it is headed to the Warehouse District. Goes right along with some initiatives in Durham as well. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're going to be able to eat outside this weekend?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be okay. Take along your WRL weather app as you head out and watch the rain. Watch for thunderstorms. Set the alerts for lightning and moderate rain, and you'll know what's coming. So we do have the potential for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms today, tomorrow. Now, Sunday may be your best bet to be out during the evening because our front will move through early in the day. We're going to go over all of that. Right now, we have just a little light shower that's up along the I-95 corridor, moving on up toward Virginia. We have a little thunderstorm that's popped up around Charlotte. So seeing that back to our west, we may begin to see a little bit more of that moving in as we head through the morning, but it shouldn't be terribly widespread. From Rocky Mount up toward Roanoke Rapids, we're seeing a little sprinkle right now, but that's about all on the radar. Take a look at this, though. A brand new level one risk for severe storms for us today. But look at what's happening down to the south. Still level four risk for the deep south around Louisiana and Mississippi. So a lot of this is going to be pretty rough for folks down to the south. But again, brand new level one risk for severe storms for us just came in this morning. Our biggest threat would be wind damage. And it's mainly for some of our central counties. Watch what happens here at Futurecast. Futurecast has a little sprinkle showing up, which is pretty much what's happening right now. There may be an isolated shower on through, say, 9 or 10 o'clock this morning. A lot more cloud cover than we saw yesterday. That's going to hold our temperatures down just a little compared to yesterday. The more cloud cover we see, the less likely it is for there to be a lot of strong storms in the afternoon. But we're definitely seeing that chance around Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, on up through South Hill, Rocky Mount at about 4 o'clock. And we'll see more of those on and off as we head through the afternoon and evening. Hour by hour, our rain chances are just 20% this morning. We get into, say, early afternoon, 30%. And then a 40% chance later this afternoon. So if you were planning to eat outside this evening, there are going to be a few showers and storms around. Here's a look at our front. Not a whole lot happening along the front in our vicinity, but we do still have some of those strong thunderstorms that are down along the Gulf Coast, and that's where the worst of the things are going to be today. We take a look at our forecast again, looking at a lot of cloud cover this morning, some scattered thunderstorms that start to pop up around 4 o'clock. That will continue on till around midnight or so. Warm front lifts northward. We're going to see the potential for an isolated shower tomorrow morning, and then a few stray thunderstorms in the afternoon. You can see not a lot of coverage for us on Saturday. And then on Sunday morning, we may see some rain that rolls through. That's likely up until around lunchtime. And then after that, everything clears on out. So if you're looking for an almost guaranteed potential to eat outside, that looks like Sunday. Our threat on Saturday for severe storms, again, is all down to our south. Saturday, 50% chance. Sunday's just a 30% chance in the morning. Check out those temperatures. 83 today, and then 70s and 80s. Got some nice weather in the forecast after Sunday afternoon. We're looking at some dry conditions. Back to you.
Looks good, Elizabeth. Thank you. If you have a LinkedIn profile, some hackers may have their hands on your information. What the social networking site is saying about the data and how hackers got it.
Plus, if you love true crime and you love cash, we have just the story for you. How much one company is willing to pay fans to binge watch TV for 24 hours.
No matter where you're building these days, the price of a brand new home keeps going up. It's more than an increased demand in a hot market. It's a price hike for all the materials you need to build a home, right down to the kitchen sink. WRL's Adam Owens walks us through how it all adds up.
There's not a thing in this house that's not seen it.
Blake Massengill says everything that goes into these new homes is more expensive than it was a year ago.
You got your granite countertops that will be installed here shortly. Your tile backsplash, your window casing, your sink, your plumbing.
To the lumber in the walls and the siding on the exterior.
So in turn, our total houses right now are nearly $50,000 in additional expense.
Shortages of materials means they can also take a while to get to the job site. Some must be ordered in advance, way in advance.
We've got to order our windows 12 weeks, 3 months. Before we've ever even planned to start a house.
Massengill says the pandemic slowed the production of building materials, and the winter storm in Texas also took a toll on the supply chain. It all hits in the middle of a hot housing market.
Demand is exceeding supply by historic margins, and this is putting tremendous pressure on a market where the affordability of homes was already an issue.
And when building materials become more valuable, another problem creeps in. Increased concerns those supplies could be stolen.
Each night it gives an opportunity for somebody to come and steal something.
Massengill says he has installed surveillance cameras and police make their rounds. Paul Kane with the Home Builders Association of Raleigh-Wake County says builders can also combat the theft by making sure they are not creating a market for it.
Pay attention to where their materials are coming from. Make sure they're buying from reputable known companies.
If you have a LinkedIn page, your information could be up for sale on a website popular with hackers. LinkedIn says it was not hacked, despite data from 500 million users being posted for sale online. The company says the information was taken only from public profiles. A cybersecurity site says the information includes names, emails, phone numbers, and professional titles. Though not private, that information can still be used for things like robocall scams.
If you love true crime, and you could be the perfect candidate for this opportunity to make some extra cash, Magellan TV will pay three fans $2,400 to binge its true crime collection for 24 hours. Participants will have 48 hours total to watch the 24 hours of TV, and then they will have to share their experience on social media.
Next at 5, we are following breaking news out of Texas. Police identified the man accused of a mass shooting at a cabinet-making business.
Plus, the president is calling on Congress to push more gun control after announcing actions of his own. What bills he is urging lawmakers to pass?
A report released overnight is providing new information about Tiger Woods' SUV crash in February, where Woods thought he was after the crash.